రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 15 టెక్స్ట్ 31. విశోకో బ్రహ్మ సంపత్యా విశోకో బ్రహ్మ సంపత్యా సంచిన్న ద్వైత సంశయ లీన ప్రకృతి నైర్గుణ్యాత్ అలింగత్వాద్ అసంభవః
ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ బిరేవ్మెంట్
బ్రహ్మ సంపత్యా
బై పొజిషన్ ఆఫ్ స్పిరిచువల్ అసెట్స్
సంచిన్న
బీయింగ్ కంప్లీట్లీ కట్ ఆఫ్
ద్వైత సంశయం ఫ్రమ్ ద డౌట్స్ ఆఫ్ రిలేటివిటీ లీనా మర్జ్డ్ ఇన్
ప్రకృతి
మెటీరియల్ నేచర్ నైర్గుణ్యాత్
డ్యూ టు బీయింగ్ ఇన్ ట్రాన్సెండెన్స్
అలింగత్వాత్
బికాస్ ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్ డివైడ్ ఆఫ్ ఎ మెటీరియల్ బాడీ
అసంభవః
ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ బర్త్ అండ్ డెత్.
ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసి భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శిల ప్రభుపాద్. బికాస్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ పొజెసింగ్ స్పిరిచువల్ అసెట్స్ ద డౌట్స్ ఆఫ్ డ్యూయాలిటీ వేర్ కంప్లీట్లీ కట్ ఆఫ్. Thus he was freed from the three modes of material nature and placed in transcendence. There was no longer any chance of his becoming entangled in birth and death, for he was freed from material form. Please repeat. Because of his possessing spiritual assets,
the doubts of duality
were completely cut off. Thus he was freed from the three modes of material nature and placed in transcendence. There was no longer any chance
of his becoming entangled
in birth and death. For he was freed from material form. Purport. Doubts of duality begin from the misconception of the material body, which is accepted as the self by less intelligent persons. The most foolish part of our ignorance is our identifying this material body with the self. Everything in relation with the body is ignorantly accepted as our own. Doubts due to misconceptions of myself and mine, in other words, my body, my relatives, my property, my wife, my children, my wealth, my country, my community, and hundreds and thousands of similar illusory contemplations cause bewilderment for the conditioned soul. By assimilating the instructions of the Bhagavad Gita, one is sure to be released from such bewilderment, because real knowledge is knowledge that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, Lord Krishna, is everything, including oneself. Everything is a manifestation of his potency as part and parcel. The potency and the potent are non-different. So, the conception of duality is at once mitigated by attainment of perfect knowledge. As soon as Arjuna took up the instructions of the Bhagavad Gita, expert as he was, he could at once eradicate the material conception of Lord Krishna, his eternal friend. He could realize that the Lord was still present before him by his instruction, by his form, by his pastimes, by his qualities, and everything else related to him. He could realize that Lord Krishna, his friend, was still present before him by his transcendental presence in different non-dual energies. And there was no question of attainment of the association of the Lord by another change of body under the influence of time and space. By attainment of absolute knowledge, one can be in association with the Lord constantly, even in this present life, simply by hearing, chanting, thinking of and worshipping the Supreme Lord. One can see Him, one can feel His presence even in this present life simply by understanding the Advaita Jnana Lord or the Absolute Lord through the process of devotional service, which begins with hearing about Him. Lord Chaitanya says that simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one can at once wash off the dust on the mirror of pure consciousness. And as soon as the dust is removed, one is at once freed from all material conditions. To become free from material conditions means to liberate the soul. As soon as one is therefore situated in absolute knowledge, his material conception of life is removed, or he emerges from a false conception of life. Thus, the function of the pure soul is revived in spiritual realization. This practical realization of the living being is made possible due to his becoming free from the reaction of the three modes of material nature, namely goodness, passion, and ignorance. By the grace of the Lord, a pure devotee is at once raised to the place of the Absolute, and there is no chance of the devotees becoming materially entangled again in conditioned life. One is not able to feel the presence of the Lord in all circumstances until one is endowed with the required transcendental vision made possible by devotional service prescribed in the revealed scriptures. Arjuna had attained this stage long before on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, and when he apparently felt the absence of the Lord, he at once took shelter of the instructions of the Bhagavad Gita, and thus again he was placed in his original position. This is the position of Vishoka, or the stage of being freed from all grief and anxieties. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Vishoko Brahma Sampatya Sanchinna Dvaita Samshayaha Lina Prakriti Nairgunvayad Alingatvad Asambhavaha. Because of his possessing spiritual assets, the doubts of duality were completely cut off. Thus, he was freed from the three modes of material nature and placed in transcendence. There was no longer any chance of his becoming entangled in birth and death, for he was freed from all material form. So now, Suta Goswami is describing Arjuna's position. Arjuna, he is declaring that Arjuna was completely detached from the material world. You know, alingatvat. That means, linga means body. Alinga means no body. So he is completely free from a material body. And because of that, his taking birth again is asambhava. Asambhava, we say, you know, impossible. So once you go into that stage of Brahma Bhuta, or Atma Nivedana. You know, Prabhupada talks about the Navavidha Bhakti. In that, it starts from Shravanam and ends with Atma Nivedana. Atma Nivedanam is what we say in English, self-realization. So what is self-realization? That question should come to us, you know, because everything else is understandable. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Sakhyam, Dasyam, Pujanam, Archanam, Vandanam, everything we know. But when it comes to self-realization, that's where we get stuck, you know, people think, what is that self-realization? Somebody says, I am Brahmasmi. So you are Brahman. You are Brahman, that means you are as good as Krishna. And so you are Krishna, or you are God, you know. So that is one way of looking at it. Other is, I like Atma Nivedana. Atma Nivedana means surrendering yourself completely to Krishna. Your Atma, your own self, when we surrender completely to Krishna, then that is called Atma Nivedana. Because by doing all these eight other processes, if we are not reaching that level of Atma Nivedana, then we are missing something. Of course, a devotee will get a chance again. If he fails in this lifetime, he will again get a chance to start from where he finished. Krishna says that in the second chapter. So, we should all strive to get this level of, you know, Brahma Sampatya. Sampatya comes from Sampatti, wealth. So what is the wealth here? Spiritual assets, not material assets, you know. The material Sampatti we know, Dhana and Aishwarya, etc. But here it is spiritual asset. So person in self-realization, he has the highest spiritual asset. He is the richest. Richest in terms of spirituality. Because he has sanchinna. He has cut off. Chinna. Chinna is for cutting. You know, sanchinna. Completely cut off. From what? From dvaita samshayaha. This doubt about duality. What kind of duality? Duality that happiness and sadness are different. Duality that rich and poor are different. Duality, like we have so many dualities in life. And we always have doubt whether this is true, that is not true, like that, you know. So that's what is meant by that. So what happens? You merge where? Leena Prakriti. You merge into the cosmos, the creation of the Lord. And by that what happens? You become Vishokaha. Shoka means problem. We do Shoka, Prayaschitta, you know, lament. And Vishokaha, V means Viruddha. Viruddha of Shoka is Vishokaha. So it becomes, you know, free from everything. In other words, Arjuna, although for some time we saw that yesterday, that, you know, sometime he was little bewildered and thinking that Krishna is not there, what will happen to me? But then the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, that is what we discussed again yesterday, you know, that how that is going to help us. So at any cost, we must learn Bhagavad Gita, you know, the instructions of Bhagavad Gita. Yeah, absolutely. Kshatriya, yes, Kshatriya by quality he was there already, but he was a Pandita also. Krishna calls him Pandita. He says, Nanu Shochita Pandita. Yeah, you know, you are such a educated man, you have all the Brahmanical qualities, and then you are still behaving like that. That's what Krishna told. But now, Arjuna is not at that level. He is absolutely surrendered to Krishna. And because of that, you know, the thing is, you may be whatever you are, however qualified you are, But if you don't surrender, then that's all useless. You know, if you do not use that knowledge to glorify the Lord, you know, Vyasadeva, we saw how he compiled 17 Puranas, 4 Vedas, Vedanta Sutra, so many things. Bhashya, Aranyakas, Vedangas, Kalpas, Sutras, he did everything. But he was not happy. And he asked his spiritual master, Narada Muni, why am I not happy? I've done so much. And then the Narada Muni tells him only one thing. He says, hey, you have not glorified the Lord enough. You talked about every other subject matter. And then he is compiled Bhagavatam, which is called as the ripened fruit of Vedic knowledge. Ripened fruit, you know, like, and it is touched by the beaks of Shukadeva, parrot. So that fruit has become really, really relishing. And that's what we see every day. So I'd like to stop here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.